They're odor-free, non-greasy, and they can be used daily. Don't let the others fool you with their curveballs. Hear it from a Hall of Famer and hit a fastball with the Blue Emu family of products. They work fast, and you won't stink.
Available in stores nationwide.
This current draft doesn't get the job done, but I believe we can get to yes. I believe we can get this done. There is an agreement to be reached.
Senate Republican Ted Cruz, one of four conservative members of the Senate who are already vocally opposing the new Senate Republican health care bill, which is enough to sink the bill if all Democrats also vote no, which they're vowing to do. And while there are other Republican members also voicing concerns about the bill, President Trump was talking about these four conservatives in an interview that's airing this morning on Fox and Friends.
Well, there are also four good guys and they're four friends of mine, and I think that they'll probably get there. We'll have to see. Healthcare is a very difficult situation.
The other three in the group are Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson. California's state attorney general banning state-funded and state-sponsored travel to four states, Alabama, Kentucky, South Dakota, and Texas, claiming those states discriminate against LGBT people. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to GEICO could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Positive news about the police officer who was injured in what's been called a terrorist attack in Flint, Michigan. The officer who was stabbed by the terrorist attacker is improving. Airport Authority Director Craig Williams saying Lieutenant Jeff Neville did require surgery, but he's been upgraded now to stable condition.
He's a great guy. He's well loved by everybody here just for his personality, his professionalism. He treats everybody with respect, and that's not everybody that's employee, that's passengers and the public.
The attack happening at Bishop Airport in Flint, Michigan on Wednesday, and the FBI now says the suspect in that stabbing had tried to purchase a gun in the United States. However, the FBI says the 49-year-old Canadian man was unable to do so, so he bought the 12-inch knife instead. Actor Johnny Depp taking heat for a remark at Britain's Glastonbury Film Festival. The video posted online shows the Pirates of the Caribbean star talking to a crowd about President Trump when he pops this controversial question.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
That question gets cheers from the audience, prompting Depp to then say he's not an actor, just someone who lies for a living. Of course, President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated by theater actor John Wilkes Booth back in 1865. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 3 p.m. Then another chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, and the high will be near 85 degrees with southwesterly winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Cloudy skies and a low around 72 degrees. Again, southwesterly winds between 6 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday, the rain continues with showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers for the rest of the day. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. The high will be near 84 degrees, and southwesterly winds will be around 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. On Saturday night, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m., partly cloudy skies and a low around 61. Westerly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation drops to 20%. Sunday, sunny skies finally with a high near 81 degrees, calm winds becoming westerly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies and a low around 58 degrees. Start your work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 78.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon here every Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Hands Across Hunterdon is the radio show sponsored by Hunterdon Helpline. And I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And it is summer. Oh, wow. Summer and the temperatures feel that way. And the thunderstorms on the horizon also feel that way. It wouldn't be summer without some thunderstorms, but we need that rain. I have a farm, and my vegetable garden could definitely do with a lot of rain, given that I'm not a very good caretaker. So better with my garden, though, than my houseplants, I have to say. So we're going to talk about this summer starting, and everybody's winding down in June with the end of school, graduations. We had Father's Day last weekend, and that's always a sign that summer is here. And people are starting their vacation times and planning vacation for the rest of the summer. It's always just a fun time. And I almost wish, why isn't winter this appealing? But I guess that cold and the snow and the ice and all of that definitely puts a damper on things. So I'm looking forward to the summer, getting my horses in condition, and getting my dogs shaved down, because they are blowing coat like crazy because of the warm temperatures. So I've got lots to do on the farm. But we have even more to do at Hunterdon Helpline. And the summer means salsa night, so I'll be talking to you about salsa night. It is one of our biggest fundraisers and truly one of the most exciting events in Hunterdon County. And perhaps, if I can take the liberty to say so, in the region. We have more than 5,000 people come every July and dance and eat and shop and just have a blast. And so we're really, really excited about that. So I will be talking about it. We've got two bands coming Again, we've got vendors, we've got food trucks galore, we've got the businesses on Main Street, some of them are participating. Of course, we have ShopRite as our signature sponsor. It's nice to say signature sponsor, but I want to say anchor because I think they're the anchor. ShopRite is the anchor for this event. Their staff just doesn't come out and man their space at Salsa Night. They are dancing in the streets. They are engaging with everyone, just having a incredible time, but encouraging others to have an incredible time too. We have a new entertainment sponsor this year, Unilever, and that is like, wow. I mean, we're bringing a corporation like Unilever to the fore, if you will, and they have been very kind to take on the entertainment sponsorship, which is why we have our two bands, and again, very excited about that. We have Unity Bank back on the sponsorship grid, always a community player, always supporting all the efforts in the community, and not just Hunter and Helpline, and I'm just very proud that they continue to support Salsa Night. Huntington Healthcare Systems, again, coming back. Flemington Car and Truck coming back also. And the County Cultural and Heritage Commission. You know, it says something for this event that we have repeat sponsors. And I'm just very proud of that. And Helpline thanks them profusely for helping to put this event on. It costs us a lot of money to put it on, even though, yes, we make a profit, which is so needed by Helpline to continue its programs and services all free to clients, whether it's the 24/7 Helpline, whether it's literacy services, work connectivity, our community translation center, the list goes on. And without these wonderful, wonderful businesses who support us every year for this event, we truly could not do that. Jake's Restaurant is back as the Beer and Wine Garden sponsor. Again, a staple of Salsa Nights. They have been a continuous supporter and really obviously bring a little grown-up flair to the event. Beer and Wine, their fabulous, famous sangria, which I always look forward to, I have to admit. So we're very, very proud, again, that they continue to support Salsa Night. July 15th on Main Street in Flemington. Starts at 4 o'clock. It ends at 10. Lots of things going on. And dancing in the street. Again, salsa instruction. And we are just so proud to be part of this event, which we do because Huntington Hispanos is a division of ours and for years was the nonprofit that put it on. And, of course, it was founded by Pete Vasquez of Uncle Pete's Restaurant. If you're I'm sort of becoming a native in the area. I've been here long enough to know about Uncle Pete's fabulous restaurant. I definitely miss it. But we will have wonderful fare from American cuisine to Latino cuisine to Asian, to French. We have Bon Crêperie coming, just the flavors. And I always compare Salsa Night to a mixing bowl of flavors is going to be fantastic. So don't forget. There's still time to be a vendor, still time even to be a sponsor. We try to give a shout out marketing-wise to our sponsors because they are important to us. And, of course, you can always be a participant. Give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or email us at salsanight, all one word, at helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc, no periods, .org. Solsonite at helplinehc.org, and we'll send you the information. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about some of the things that we are doing at Huntington Helpline, which is extremely exciting to us, and I think of major benefit to the community. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Hands Across Huntington. I'm Susan Lax with Huntington Helpline, your host of the show here at WHCRDB. That sounds very professional. I've been part of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce's internet radio since its inception, and very proud. And I'm really not just proud to have Helpline as part of it, but to be shoulder to shoulder with some of the other hosts, the businesses in the community, other nonprofits who have shows. It's a great way to get our information out to you. So we are very happy to be a part of this. Well, we have something very exciting that Huntington Helpline has become a part of. It's a new program that is being offered in Huntington County. It's called For Work. And some of you may have read about it in the Huntington Democrat or the Courier News, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Huntington Helpline has a program called Work Connectivity. It is part of our effort to provide our clients with the resources in the community so that they are successful and sustainable, do not have to access social services. And we started Work Connectivity about 18 months ago to fill in a gap to connect our clients with Huntington County businesses. The program is free to our clients. Businesses pay a nominal fee, and then they have access to our clients as potential employees. We do pre-vetting. We help the clients get the skills that they need in order to pursue a particular job. We don't send anyone on to a business until they're ready to pursue that position. The businesses, in turn, they can provide us with unlimited amounts of job descriptions, and we go through our client base to find the right person. We also follow that person afterwards, making sure that everything is okay, and either the employee or the employer, if they have any needs, we will address them and do our best to provide them with the resources that they need, if not through 100 and Helpline, through the other organizations, programs, and services that Helpline refers to every day, so that our clients can get all the resources they need, not just the one or two. Having said that, we also collaborate with other organizations in the community, and the For Work has grown out of that collaboration for a true sharing, if you will, collaboration, whatever you'd like to call it, and the other organizations along with Helpline are Fisherman's Mark, the Career Life and Transitions Center of Norwest Cap, and Heart Communer Services. We are four agencies that provide our own programs and services, but together can do a better assessment of the client. We're already doing this work, and so For Work becomes an assessment tool that the client can take advantage of, go through the assessment process, and then these four agencies will continue to do case management to make sure that that client is referred to the appropriate program or service. Needless to say, the client would be referred to Work Connectivity of 100 and Helpline. It would be referred to the program of Fisherman's Mark, Bridge Towards Success. It would be, I say it so that I don't have to say he or she all the time, but the client would be referred to Heart's commuter coaching, which determines if they have the transportation that is necessary to sustain a particular job at a particular business. And then Career Life and Transition Center is going to assess for computer skills and other hard skills that they normally provide to make sure that when that person is in fact referred, say, through Work Connectivity or through the One Stop or through other employment opportunities, that they have been thoroughly assessed across those four topics, if you will, and also referred to the appropriate services or programs that they need to enhance their job skills. We're very excited because this program is aimed at eliminating barriers. So the other part of the assessment, do they need child care? They can come to Work Connectivity and I can say, you're a fantastic employee, but what if they need child care to pursue the job? What if they have other issues that they might be dealing with, say medical or health? Again, this is a robust case management. They are going to get the assistance that they need. Another barrier that we eliminate through For Work is the fact that some people don't have the time to go to a program that provides opportunities such as this that are scheduled as an event, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, say, or even at the provider's own office. So what For Work does is we take this assessment, this first initial interview with the client to where the client is at. So 100 and Helpline is based right smack in the middle of the county, but say the person is in North County. Say the person is in Califon. We will send representatives from these four agencies to meet the person in Califon. So there's no barrier to trying to access employment opportunities. And that's huge. We are really excited about this. We've just got it off the ground. We already have two clients that we will be assessing. And we are hopefully reaching out to the other organizations so that they can send their clients who are looking for a position to this robust assessment program. Again, once the person is assessed across these four silos, if you will, we as a group of organizations for Four Work, the four of us, can look at what the needs are of that person and start to refer them to the appropriate program or service or get them the social services that they possibly need. I know from Work Connectivity that when someone fills out an application for Work Connectivity, I look at their job skills, hard skills, soft skills, and so forth. We do case management with that person to get them through to an interview with one of our employers. But a lot of times, there's other things that come into play as to why a person is underemployed or unemployed. And many of our Work Connectivity folks have been unemployed for quite some time. Their benefits have run out. They don't know the resources. They don't know to go to One Stop. They don't know that there's free computer skills available, skills instruction available to them. They don't know how to navigate this. And it's great that 100 and Helpline, I mean, that's what we do first and foremost, is to get a caller to the appropriate service, the appropriate program, the appropriate organization. But when it comes to work, you can't just refer. You need to know the background of the person. And that's what For Work does. And it's these four agencies making an assessment together with each of our expertise. And then our programs come in. And then the referral process comes in. So I would still have that client be a Work Connectivity client, but they will have been assessed across the board before they come to Work Connectivity and start that process. It's really about the incredible work that we all do in this county, but instead of doing it in silos, instead of doing it separately, how do we connect for a true collaboration that benefits the client? And that's really what For Work is about. And even though there's four agencies involved with For Work as the infrastructure, if you will, we are still going to be referring out. We are still going to be sending that client to whatever organization has the opportunity for them to succeed. Again, whether it's the One Stop, whether it's Family Success Center, whether it's Habitat for Humanity. I mean, that could be an issue. I can't get a job because I don't have a permanent resident. I'm couch surfing. Well, then we also have to connect you with social services. It is amazing how many opportunities there are out there, how many resources there are out there. When someone calls 100 and Helpline, we're able to look at a database of 1,500 programs and services, organizations, etc. But the average person doesn't know that. Even the person who's working for an organization in the area, and it could be a social service organization, it's not their job to know that. It's Helpline's job to know that. But how do we connect the client who, say, doesn't call in specifically to the Helpline? Well, For Work kind of hits you where you're at. If you're looking for work and you want to have as many opportunities to find and get employment, then you become a For Work client. And from there, it just mushrooms into the opportunities that will provide you with employment, but also sustainability in that employment. So how do you get connected to work for work? Call the Helpline, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, or our 100 number, 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. 1-800-273-HC-30. You can also email us at info@helplinehc.org. We will set you up with an appointment, find out where you need us to meet you, and the four agencies will have representatives there to do a complete intake and start the case management to get you connected to the services that you might need to gain employment or directly to employment. Again, depending upon what those assessments across the board actually show, we're going to provide you, again, with the most holistic solutions to what your need is, and not just for today, but for tomorrow. Again, 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, and we'll be back after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I want the bill to look more like a repeal bill.
That's Kentucky Senator Rand Paul commenting on the GOP health care bill released by Senate leaders yesterday. Paul says he can't vote for it in its current form.
I promised people I was going to repeal it. I didn't promise people that I was going to replace it with a federal program of bailing out insurance companies.
President Trump commenting on that opposition from Paul, as well as Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson. Here's Joe Gomez.
The senators say they are open to negotiation, something that President Donald Trump is optimistic about.
Well, there are also four good guys and they're four friends of mine, and I think that they'll probably get there. We'll have to see.
Speaking to Fox and Friends, Trump added that health care is a very difficult situation. A vote on the bill is speculated to take place before the 4th of July recess.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless air. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's 100% guaranteed. Whether you have split ends, curly hair, flat hair, damaged hair, or hair that's breaking off, Ovation Cell Therapy will work for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com. It's the perfect time because this week is free shipping for a limited time, so hurry and save money now. Go to OvationHair.com and new customers can save even more by selecting USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Free shipping is on now, but it ends soon, so hurry.
The weather forecast begins today with showers, possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 3 p.m., and continuing later in the day as well. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, and the high will be near 85. Southwesterly winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue. Then showers are likely with a possibility of a thunderstorm after 4 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, and the cloudy skies will bring upon a low of 72 degrees. Southwesterly winds will be between 6 and 9 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m. and possibly continuing throughout the day. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. The high will be near 84 degrees and southwesterly winds will be around 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. On Saturday night, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m., partly cloudy skies and a low around 61. Westerly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, sunny skies finally with a high near 81 degrees and calm winds becoming westerly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. But the sunny skies continue on Monday and a high near 78 is expected. Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, and we have been talking about a new collaboration between Hunterdon Helpline, Fisherman's Mark, Heart Commuter Services and Marketing, and the Career Life Center, Career Life Transition Center of Norwest Cap. The four agencies have come together for a collaboration called For Work. And what we do is take the programs and services that we already have regarding employment, and we combine them for an initial assessment that will determine where that client is at any given, well, at the time of the assessment, but where they are in terms of their job skills, hard, soft, and also what barriers to employment they have encountered, whether it's transportation, whether it's, say, computer skills, whether it's childcare or other social service needs. And I talked about it before the break. The biggest barrier someone might be facing is how to access the resources in the community. Say they're working and they cannot get to an office in Flemington from Clinton at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Say they are located in Lambertville and have no transportation to get to a resource that is in Annandale. What we do is we take representatives from these four agencies and meet that person where it is the most convenient for them and when it is the most convenient for them. And that means, yep, taking the dog and pony show on the road. But we feel that it's really important because oftentimes we see with our own programs and services, well, the person can't get there during regular business hours. The person has no transportation. The person has childcare issues. And so to access some of these resources oftentimes is near impossible. So this program is different because it breaks down that first barrier, and that is by meeting the client where they are, when they are accessible, what day, what time, and so forth. We don't have to wait for 20 people, okay? Although we would like to bundle, just so you know. So if we do have people who are in Clinton, yes, we will arrange so that we could at least meet 3 people at one time in Clinton. We've got to be efficient after all. But that is seen, that is really one of the first barriers. It's seen as the initial roadblock, if you will, to gaining access to some of these other resources. Well, I wish I could go, but we're going to eliminate the but. We are going to eliminate the but, and then we are going to do case management from what we know amongst the four of us. So, for instance, I have called Ronnie over at Fisherman's Mark because Helpline has a client that's in the Work Connectivity Program, but Ronnie's Bridge to Success Program may be something that that client could use to enhance their opportunities for employment. And we'll talk about it on the phone, etc. But we're not totally engaged. We're still sort of one foot in the door and one out. What For Work does is put us on literally on the same page with the intake of the same information at the same time, and then we provide each other, again, on that same page, the conversations that we may have had with that client so that no one is operating in the dark. We don't have to wait to make a phone call, leave a message, find out from each other, oh, could you tell me this or tell me that? All of that information is shared. It's right there. And we're able, again, to provide that client with the most robust, holistic, call it what you will, game plan for employment and for a sustainable employment. Not just sending them out to provide resumes at various businesses or giving them three interviews here, three interviews there. Doesn't work that way. We all know that that's not going to be successful. So we work together. And, you know, one of the things I love about For Work is that we remain the experts in what we are doing. So even though Northwest CAPS Career Life and Transition Center has employment services, skill training, etc., and so does Helpline, it's different. We have different expertise in that, and we couldn't possibly merge for one. What this provides us with is not a merger. We're still four separate entities, but we are not working blindly for that one client. We are not sending that client out here, there, and everywhere without a strong foundation behind them so that there could be continued case management, continued success. It's really very exciting. And we've already gotten feedback from the outreach that we've done. We already have clients lined up for the assessments. And I'm just so proud of working with these other three agencies because, again, we work with them anyway, which I don't think people realize in the community. We really try to send, especially Helpline, because that's our mission, but to send people to the appropriate organization for the appropriate help. But this is going to just seal that collaboration, if you will. It will definitely put that person in a on a better trajectory because it's almost like having four uncles helping you out at the same time, talking to each other and making sure that you're on the right road. So it's really exciting, and we're hoping that people can call Helpline and get started, but they can call any of the other agencies as well to come in and get the appointment for that initial assessment. So again, 908-782-4357. If you just want information, or you can email us at info@helplinehc.org, and we will get you started on this path. I have to say, too, that we put a lot of thought and effort into this and how we can share the information so that it becomes a successful vehicle for the client. And, again, be able to know that we are each of us may be referring out to another agency. Well, all of it is documented. So, again, I don't have to call up another agency. They don't have to call me and say, well, who did you refer that client to? And then I have to go into the database and say, oh, the client was referred to this, that, or the other thing. And by the way, the confidentiality piece, obviously the client signs off on the fact that we are sharing this information. But it's a much more efficient way for us to collaborate and stay, again, for lack of a better word, it's literal and it's figurative, on the same page with the client. I'm hoping that we have our cohorts from Fisherman's Mark and Career Life and Transitions Center and HART with us on the radio show in the next few weeks so we can discuss it, four of us in public, because again, each of us brings something different to the table. And I think that's where the success is going to be, in addition to the sharing, in addition to breaking down the barriers. We are living in hard times when it comes to being gainfully employed. The lay of the land has changed since the recession. We are not finding ourselves able to get the same kinds of positions that we had before, whether it was, you know, high-end executive, you know, white collar, whether even in the service industry where it was more entry level. Times have changed. The competition is fierce. Job skills are definitely needed. It's difficult to, quote unquote, learn on the job and still get a livable wage. Transportation has always been an issue in Hunterdon County. These are things that For Work will address when you give us a call, set up an appointment, and become part of the program. 908-782-4357 is Helpline's number. 1-800-272-4630 is our 1-800 number, and we hope you'll take advantage of this. We'll be right back after a few messages from our sponsors.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You've been listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show, Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help for 48 years. 48 years we've been answering that helpline and trying to connect you with the services, programs, resources that you need for any challenge, whether it be basic human needs, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, children, youth, or families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, access to link information. The list goes on and on, and we are here for you 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We do not stop, and we will answer your call, whether it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the morning, for whatever challenge you have. It is our job to know what the resources are out in our community, whether that's local or regional or even state and federal. And we hope that you will call, and we hope that you will share the number with somebody who, in fact, might be in need. 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. You can visit us on our website at www.helplinehc.org. No dots between Helpline and HC. www.helplinehc.org. We also have a community translation center. If your first language is not English and you just need help with in your own language, and we can have a person help with the translation or talk to you directly. Again, 908-782-4357. You can also email us at info@helplinehc.org. We've been talking about the other programs of Hundred and Helpline, mainly work connectivity, and also our new collaboration with Fisherman's Mark, with HART, and with Norwest Gap's Career, Life, and Transition Center in a program called For Work, because we want to connect you with employment. And through this collaboration of the four agencies, we will not only connect you with our specific programs that would hopefully put you in touch with employment, but also with other agencies in the area as well, so that you have a smorgasbord, if you will, of opportunity. And we hope that you will take advantage of that. 908-782-4357 again. And I do want to also say that Hundred and Helpline is in need of volunteers, as are the other nonprofits in our area. And to find out what the needs are, please visit givehundreden.org. It's a listing of, I guess we're up to 15 nonprofits who are on that website. Their needs are listed, whether it be for volunteers, whether it be monetary needs, or even equipment needs. And it's important, if you would like to give back, pay it forward, find the nonprofit that pulls your heartstrings. Doesn't have to be Hundred and Helpline. We all work together. And truly, see what they need. Step up to volunteer. Step up with a donation, however small, however large. Again, you can find this information out at givehundreden.org. And there's a lot to learn there, not just about what you can give back, but also about the agencies themselves and the incredible work that they are doing in our community, the incredible resources that people in our community have when they tap into some of these organizations. And you may not have used one of them. You may not have been a caller into the Hundred and Helpline, but I guarantee you that someone you know, a neighbor, a family member, somebody at work, has accessed these organizations, most of whom have been around for a very long time. Maybe not as long as Helpline, with 48 years under its belt, or almost as long, or even if they just started 10 years ago. Doesn't really matter, because they are doing work in the community, and the fact that they are present means that the work they do is very much needed. But they need your support as well. If you are fortunate enough not to have to use their services, please consider giving back. Please consider paying it forward. Please consider making a huge difference in your community. And go to givehundreden.org and find out, again, which organization that you can assist with the wonderful work that they do. I'm going to end with a follow-up on Salsa Night, because it's coming up, people, July 15th. And that starts at 4 p.m., ends at 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. We have two salsa bands this year. We're bringing back Swing Combo, very popular last year, and a new band, Son del Pueblo. And they'll be dancing in the streets. You know they'll be dancing in the streets. And Elvis from Alma Montuno Dance Studio will be back again. Always a huge hit. Always a shout out to Elvis, because, oh my gosh, teaches us all day long to do the salsa, brings his students with him, so we are entertained by the people who know how to dance salsa. And although I have to say that, you know, we have seen people trying out for the dance contests every year, and I'm amazed. People know how to dance. I mean, they're there. And some of the people, you can tell, may not have danced salsa before, and by the end, they are a contender for the prizes. So we really appreciate Elvis and the Alma Montuno Dance Studio coming. We're looking forward to Swing Combo and Son del Pueblo as being our two live bands, people, live bands. Most of you know this because more than 5,000 people come every year from all over, even as far away as New York and Connecticut. But those of us who live in the area, we've been there. I mean, it's just an incredible event. We have food vendors coming from American cuisine to Latino to French to Asian. We have all kinds of vendors, from clothes vendors. We even have an organization coming from Africa to sell African art. Like, really? That's like amazing. So I can't wait, and I plan on bringing some money. But we also have the businesses on Main Street, some of whom will be staying open for Salsa Night and have participated in recent years as well. So it's a wonderful way to really experience Flemington and Cahuntradin County. And it's just so exciting. It's not too late to be a vendor. It's not too late to be a sponsor. And I'm going to give a shout out to our sponsors again in a moment. But do call us at 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. I have to say, if you're going to be a food vendor, you do need to contact Flemington Borough immediately to get your permits. And for the Helpline and 100 and Hispanos application for Salsa Night, all you have to do, again, call us or email us at salsanight, all one word, at helplinehc.org. Salsanight at helplinehc.org. And again, a huge shout out to ShopRite, always our signature sponsor, and they go back for years, way before 100 and Helpline and 100 and Hispanos even. They have been contributing, and we are very much appreciative. When we took over 100 and Hispanos, we really wanted to commit to the programs and services of that wonderful organization. We've been able to do that. And most importantly, we've kept the tradition of Salsa Night alive in Flemington. Extremely important. We have a new sponsor for our entertainment sponsorship this year, and that's Unilever. Unilever. You know Unilever has products in your home right now as we speak. It also, as one of its product chains, has Knorr's, K-N-O-R-R-S. Yes, you know what it is because you make that dip, as do I, and you are making that hollandaise sauce and all the other wonderful products under the heading of Knorr's. And they are our entertainment sponsor, and we are so lucky to have them. Again, because of them, we've got two bands, Swing Combo and Son del Pueblo, coming. And then, of course, we have our wonderful community sponsors who are coming back year after year after year, and that is Unity Bank, Huntington Healthcare Systems, Flemington Car and Truck, the County's Cultural and Heritage Commission, and Jake's Restaurant, Bing Beer and Wine Garden. We hope that you will come. More information, 908-782-4357. Gotta go, but coming up next, Pat and Steve of Home Sweet Home. Stay tuned.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I want the bill to look more like a repeal bill.
That's Kentucky Senator Rand Paul commenting on the GOP health care bill released by Senate leaders yesterday. Paul says he can't vote for it in its current form.
I promised people I was going to repeal it. I didn't promise people that I was going to replace it with a federal program of bailing out insurance companies.
President Trump commenting on that opposition from Paul, as well as Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson. Here's Joe Gomez.
The senators say they are open to
negotiation, something that President Donald Trump is optimistic about.
Well, there are also four good guys and they're four friends of mine, and I think that they'll probably get there. We'll have to see.
Speaking to Fox and Friends, Trump added that health care is a very difficult situation. A vote on the bill is speculated to take place before the 4th of July recess.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
President Trump's to sign the VA Accountability Act later today, which is legislation to make it easier to discipline and fire employees and managers at the long-troubled Department of Veterans Affairs. Russia's